Survey, Trump leads Biden across key battleground states. By Hannah Blow on September 19, 2023. Former President Donald Trump is leading President Biden across key battleground states, a Reuters/Ipsos survey found. Nationally, the survey found both 2024 contenders tied with 39% support each in a head-to-head matchup. However, Trump holds an advantage over Biden in key battleground states, which includes Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, and North Carolina. Trump leads in the swing states with 41% to Biden's 35%, a 6% advantage. That lead is well outside of the survey's +/-2% margin of error. Nearly a quarter of those in battleground states, 24%, remain undecided. The full survey was taken September 8 to 14, 2023, among 4,413 U.S. adults. This trend, Trump leading in battleground states, has continued for months. A July Echelon Insights survey, for example, found Trump leading Biden in swing states by 8 points, garnering 48% to Biden's 40%. Once again, that lead was well within the survey's 3.9% margin of error. A recent Forward Carolina/Change Research survey also showed Trump leading Biden in the Old North state. Once again, the former president's lead was outside of the survey's margin of error. Biden's struggle to garner support among independent voters also spells trouble for the 80-year-old. As a September Suffolk University Sawyer Business School/USA Today poll found 67% of independents, as well as one-third of Democrats, revealing that they believe the economy is getting worse under Biden's leadership. When asked who they trust to better the economy, 46% of independents said Trump, compared to 26% who chose Biden. Related, FMR. Obama Press Sec. Gibbs, economy must improve for Biden's polls on it to go up, inflation, interest rates are up. Despite those realities, Biden took some shots at Trump during a Labor Day speech to the working class in the swing state of Pennsylvania this month, claiming that Trump didn't build a damn thing. Guess what? The great real estate builder, the last guy here, he didn't build a damn thing, Biden said. Under my predecessor, Infrastructure Week became a punchline. On my watch, infrastructure means a decade, and it's a headline. When the last guy was here, you were shipping jobs to China, Biden said, asserting Trump exported trips to China, despite firmly standing against doing so throughout his 2016 campaign and subsequent presidency. Now we're bringing jobs home from China, Biden asserted. When the last guy was here, your pensions were at risk. We helped save millions of pensions with your help.